Hare Krishna. We request you to now face again the site of the podest, and we request all our teachers to please take their seat to briefly address the devotees with their last words in parting, so to say. The concluding words which will help them end the retreat.
Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Vancha kalpaturubhyascha kripa sindhubhyeva cha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo namaha. It seems I speak first, because you know you start your meal with bitter preparations. Madurena samapayat, end on sweet and start on bitter. So here I am, a little dog, but tam shrimat Krishna Chaitanya Deva Vande Jagad Guru Myasyanu Kampaya Shwapi Mahabdim Santare Tsukam. By Krishna Chaitanya's mercy, a dog can cross an ocean. So this is the concluding session. And the big question for all of us, how not to conclude, how not to end, how not to have it ended. And what can be said? This Brahma Vimohana Lila that we were hearing, the last verse, 61, says that anybody who has heard this story about Krishna having picnic on the grass and then having fun with the cowherd boys and cows, and then Brahma stealing and Brahma coming, Brahma praying, yati eti naroki lartan, all his desires are fulfilled. So some of you say, oh, because you didn't hear the whole thing. So, Sanatana Goswami says that even if you are inclined to hear that, you also get this the blessing. Our acharyas are very merciful. So, we take the CDs, and we will have all the recordings on the VHE website, vhe.org, and as CDs we can listen and re-listen, and at least make one thing, as we had in the previous session, that you plan to practice. So just being here is already an amazing practice, but also something that will be different in your life as you go forward from now. One thing that you can do, and also something you can share. Whatever you listen, you experienced, thought, realized, if you can give to your friends or in your temples or wherever, if we can share this Krishna Katha and the jewels of bhakti, then it will not end. It will continue. And hope to see all of you next year. Hare Krishna.
Gurave Gurachandraya Radhikayai Tadalaye Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tad Bhaktaya Namo Namaha. It's been a very moving experience for me the last week having association with all the devotees here. I feel like I've gained a lot. And I'd just like to share with all of you some thoughts I have in this regard. My revered spiritual master, Sri Srimad Gaurgovinda Maharaj, he would sometimes speak about Srila Prabhupada's last days in Vrindavan and how Srila Prabhupada wanted to come to Govardhan. You probably heard this story many times. It was one of Srila Prabhupada's last desires. And there were two groups of devotees, one who couldn't tolerate thinking of Srila Prabhupada doing that, and another group of devotees who were getting ready with a bullock cart to follow Srila Prabhupada's desire. And my Guru Maharaj is in that second group of devotees. during Sachinanda Maharaj's classes, he was speaking from the 13th chapter of the 10th canto, which is also the last chapter that Srila Prabhupada translated and gave us. And Sachinanda Maharaj read a purport, famous purport, which really struck me. I'd like to read that to you again. Prabhupada says, in Vrindavan, there is a place where there was no temple, but a devotee desired, let there be a temple and seva, devotional service. Therefore, what was once an empty corner has now become a place of pilgrimage. Such are the desires of a devotee. So we know Srila Prabhupada, by his desire, he manifested that Krishna Balaram Mandir. But I've often thought, I wish I could have been at Govardhan with Srila Prabhupada. And the thought I'd like to share with you today is that in this last week, I feel like I've been with Srila Prabhupada at Govardhan. Through the mercy of Giriraj Maharaj and Sachinanda Maharaj, Burijan Prabhu, Mother Jagatarni, Adi Purush Prabhu. And I was thinking how Srila Prabhupada writes here in his purport that by the desire of a devotee, a temple is manifested in an empty place. And now we see here in this place, a temple is manifested. But you may say, I don't see a temple. We had this little temple of Radha Gopinath here, but it's going to go away in a short time. It's another kind of temple. In as Krishna Lila Stava, Srila Sanatan Goswami, he says that Rupa Namasrita Vishta. He says a very interesting thing, that when a devotee takes shelter of Krishna's rupa, his form, and Krishna's name, then Avishta, Krishna's name and form enter into that devotee. Someone was recently telling me, this is such an amazing retreat and we should train devotees and we should do this all over the world. And I told them it won't be the same. First of all, Giriraj won't be there. But aside from that, even if you bring all the teachers and you bring some Govardhan Shilas and things, it still won't be exactly the same because all of you aren't there. And I've appreciated the Sangha in this last 6 days. It's such an amazing Sangha. I've been traveling the last 6 months all over the world. We've probably been in 15 different countries. And I've never seen such a wonderful assembly of devotees. And I was just thinking how Burijan Prabhu and Sachinanda Maharaj, they've manifested a temple. They've manifested a temple in everyone's heart here. And Rupa Nama Srita Avishta. By taking shelter of the holy name, by taking shelter of Giriraj, by taking shelter of Krishna's form, Krishna's entered into all of your hearts. And I've seen that, something in the last few days. So my humble prayer, last night Burijan Prabhu was manifesting a slight sulky mood, and he told us we should lock the door. And I was thinking how I wish that Burijan Prabhu would let me inside of his heart and then lock the door so I can never get outside. So, I pray in a similar way that everyone here, Krishna and Krishna's name has entered into your heart. So I pray that you lock the door and you lock up that thief and take him back with you wherever you go. And this will be a wonderful temple in a place there was no temple, which is manifested by Srila Prabhupada's very dear disciples. Prabhupada wanted to come to Govardhan. And Prabhupada wanted, he said that a devotee manifested a temple where there was no temple. So now Srila Prabhupada has come to Govardhan through these wonderful devotees and he's manifested a temple in all of your hearts. So thank you so much for giving me your association. Srila Prabhupada ki.
Hare Krishna. It is a momentous occasion that we have come together at the feet of Giriraj Govardhan and chanted the holy name and heard so many nice talks and offered so many heartfelt prayers. I think again of Jagatarini Mataji's talk last night, in which she spoke of Uddhava delivering Krishna's message to the gopis, and how Uddhava repeated each sentence of the message three times. And each time they heard the sentence, they understood more of what Krishna was saying. And ultimately what Krishna was saying is that he was with them. They had dreams of him and feelings of him, but they didn't believe that he was actually present. But by hearing his words again and again, they understood that actually he was present. So I'm like that. I need to hear the same thing again and again. And as Satchinandan Swami Maharaj said the other day, that Krishna has appeared in a special form for all of us, and specifically as the holy name. And we hear that Krishna and the holy name are the same. But we need to hear it again and again and chant again and again to actually be convinced. I have that hope now, having heard these talks, that by repeatedly hearing Krishna's message and repeatedly chanting his name, I will be able to appreciate his presence more and more. Just as a little note to Srila Prabhupada's desire to come to Govardhan, days after he left, the devotees who were serving him took him in his deity form. It was a small deity. I didn't even know there were deities of Srila Prabhupada then. Somehow someone had a small deity. And they brought him here and did a half parikrama, going to the Puchari side, and then ended up at Radhakund. And I had never... I'd hardly spent any time in Vrindavan. Once I came to Vrindavan, and when Srila Prabhupada saw me outside the window to his house, he told his secretary, "What's Giriraj doing here? He should never leave Bombay." I was planning, and I think he said I could stay for 3 days. I was planning to stay for 4. But I was so mortified, I went back after 2. So when they brought Prabhupada on parikrama to Govardhan Hill, I don't even think I'd ever been here. I didn't know what anything was. And at the end, they brought his deity on the Sangam, that dividing section between Radhakund and Shamakund. And they did kirtan and offered arti to him. And somehow at that moment, that deity revealed itself to be Prabhupada. I mean, I felt there's absolutely no difference between that deity and Srila Prabhupada himself. So we are in touch with Krishna, we're in touch with Prabhupada, we're in touch with all of Krishna's associates, and we just have to stay in their association and pray for their mercy that we can actually realize who's where we are and who's with us. And definitely that is made possible by the association of devotees like all of you and the teachers. And whatever else I've said, I guess I believe it. But what I believe more than anything that I've said is that if I keep in the company of these devotees, everything will be all right. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. Like and like to stay together. Giriraj is the best of servant. So if you become a servant, he will like you and stay with you. I was really investigating next to my notes another situation. That is the situation of the shoes. The shoes before the pandal and the shoes before the temple room. I have been in many ISKCON functions, many celebrations, and usually the shoes are positioned in a like almost modern abstract art. Nothing is together. It spreads all over. But I noted how from the first day up till now, the shoes are mainly very orderly placed together, both before the pandal and before the tent. And I kept on investigating this very thoroughly. One day I did, and I wondered, well, this doesn't come by chance explosion. There must be some intelligence who puts the shoes together. Someone must do the shoe seva here. And so I tried to find that someone. And then one day I could find one male person was there, and also later another day I found a Mataji. And they were putting the shoes together so that it looks like the handwriting of an artist, you know. You can see. Normally, when you go to a big function, yeah, it's the Big Bang explosion in the shoe department, what you see. So I thought, this devotee has more benefit than me from the Govardhana retreat, because this devotee, I saw two, maybe it were more, have the greatest of benefits because they are serving the sandals of the Vaishnavas. Rupa Goswami quotes in his Padyavali a verse which says, let the Karma Kandis do their fruitive activities. Let the Jnanis do tapasya and undergo many austerities and scriptural study. Let the yogis meditate for many hours, but I will worship the sandals of the devotees of Krishna. This is such a profound verse. To become a servant, a menial servant, means to move yourself out of the picture and put those whom you serve inside the picture. It's a difficult but such a pleasing activity. So in my concluding words to all of you, I want to celebrate the unsung heroes of the Govardhana retreats, those who worship the sandals of all of us, who put them in order as a menial servant does. I think Haridas Savayo, Giriraj Govardhan, who's the greatest servant, has put a special glance of mercy on these devotees. These are the success stories, these devotees. And they teach us. They are unnamed because that's what they prefer to do. They just came out of the dark. I saw them once. there was one person that I came late to Burijan's class, and there was one person diving out of a room and just putting the shoes in order. This is very good. It's very good. Like attracts like, or those who are same are together. So if you want the mercy of Giriraj to stay with you, come to the West as a servant. Try to serve the devotees. Maybe tell them about your experiences. Try to serve the future devotees by preaching to them as they walk around, not yet knowing anything about what really fulfills the heart. Become a servant preacher. Do all your activities and put before this activity the word servant. The servant preacher, the servant cook, the servant lecturer, the servant listener, the servant whatever. Then Haridas will stay with you. Giriraj Govardhan and all the memories will stay with you. But if you take that word away, and then you are only a preacher, or you are only a cook, you are only a guru, you are only a disciple, then it won't work. It should always have the word servant either before or after. Das, huh? So thank you very much. On a private note, it was wonderful to see all of you smiling faces, and I noted what Burijan Babu said on the first day. I'm a little bit scientifically minded, although I don't look like that, but I'm an investigator, and we could see the amount of decibels. Decibels means how loud something is. Huh? It's measured by decibels. We could see it really working. I looked at the mobile phone, and the first day, the was very meager. The indicator worked very long. But then, later, my God, it was loud like anything. The decibel indicator just was hitting the right wall. Bang, 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 bang. And almost giving up his life force because you were so wonderfully loud because your heart was flowing over. Very good very good devotees. Please bless this retreat center. Please read. It is, we want to serve so much the devotees, and we need all of your blessings. Please don't forget this. Prashanta has put a little announcement next to the temple. You can watch that. And just raise your hands and bless all of this, because then it will, then Giriraj will be very merciful. Jai Jai Sri Radhe.
I'm saving mine. Radhe. Jai Jai Sri Radhe.
Hare Krishna. So, I was thinking that when I was coming this year to Govardhan, I had a different plan what I was about to present. I mean to say, I started preparing many months in advance, but I had something much simpler in mind. But as I read and looked around for any reference to the subject matter, I began to realize that instead of diving into a pool of water, it was like an ocean. Factually, it is the highest subject matter possible. And so I gradually collected a little bit from here and a little bit from there on the computer. And then when I got here, unfortunately, I felt very sorry about it. I was having to put everything together instead of actually attending the classes, which was really my loss. But then in the evening, I was thinking how throughout the day I found myself associating with Uddhava and associating with his journey, what he was going to give on behalf of Krishna. And how at the end Uddhava said, half the work has been done by your empowerment, and the other half can only be done if you come yourself. And although this is not quite a relevant follow-on, what came to my mind was that we've heard about the path of absorption, and I can say for myself that I follow the path of curiosity. I start reading something and then that makes me think, why? How come? What's the? And then I start reading something else or searching within Srila Prabhupada's books or the books of our acharyas for some further information that will clear up my doubt or my curiosity. And the whole journey all the way from months earlier to today was simply a following of the path of curiosity. So I recommend to you, when I hear everyone ask such interesting questions, and all the interesting questions have very, very interesting answers. And sometimes it takes years before you find out the answer that you were looking for. But follow the path of curiosity. Become active yourselves in trying to understand how it is, why it is, where it is, what it is, that Krishna, what Krishna is like, where does he live? Because we belong there. And if we don't understand that we belong there, then we'll just be stuck here. We have our life, our service, and everything else that we have to do, our family, and so forth. But somewhere in the heart, we should be feeling actually that I want to know what it's like. Why, how, where, what, when. And if you follow this path in a sensible way, Krishna will reciprocate so much with you. This has been my experience during this Govardhan retreat. Thank you. Hare Krishna.
Om Agnate Milandasya Janajana Salakaya Chakshusamilitan Zaina Tasmai Sri Gurave Namah Sri Chaitanya Manubhistam Stapitam Zaina Bhutale Sayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Sapadantikam Vansakalpa Trubhyas Cha Kripa Sindhu Vaiva Cha Kthitram Pabhanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namah. Following on very much from the katas of Mataji's and myself, which were somehow or another, they were so connected, because we were both speaking about Uddhava's, or rather Krishna's leaving Vrindavan and the result of that. I would like to share with you two, I could call them surprises, but I would rather call them two amazing things that I have discovered. One of them, for me, they were really amazing. And amazing in the sense that I thought how touching, and what a touching, amazing person that we are dealing with, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So, without further ado, I will read the final verses of the 47th chapter of the 10th canto, which is what happens when Uddhava, he's been in Vrindavan, and he's just leaving Vrindavan. He's brought life to the residents of Vrindavan because he's brought Krishna to the residents of Vrindavan. And then the time comes when he has to leave. So, Uddhava, the descendant, Uddhava, the descendant of Darsaha, then took permission to leave from the gopis and from Mother Yashoda and Nanda Maharaj. He said farewell to all the cowherd men, and about to depart, he mounted his chariot. As Uddhava was about to leave, Nanda and the others approached him, carrying various items of worship. And with tears in their eyes, they addressed him as follows. So this prayer, in a time of departure, there are two prayers that please listen carefully and also repeat in your own hearts. Not out loud, but loudly in your own hearts. May our mental functions always take shelter of Krishna's lotus feet. This is Nandan, the cowherd man, saying. May our words always chant his names. And may our bodies always bow down to him, Krishna, and may they serve him. Wherever we are made to wander about in this world by the Supreme Lord's will, in accordance with the reactions to our own fruit of work, may all our good works, may all our charity grant us love for Krishna. Now, yeah, so wonderful. And then Krishna returns, Uddhava, Sri Uddhava returns to Dwarka. And he's experienced Vrindavan. He's experienced the love of Nanda Maharaj, Yashoda, the cowherd boys, the gopis. And he's experienced the topmost super excellent love of Srimati Radharani. Now here is amazing thing number one. Of course, those prayers were amazing and wonderful and soothing and heartfelt. But then Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur says on this, in one of his poems, the Sachinandana Vijay Astak, he said, after Uddhava gives some of the report to Krishna, he says, Krishna says to Uddhava, what is the condition of Srimati Radharani now that I have come to Mathura? Krishna is asking, he wants to understand this. Please tell me so that I may understand. And then Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur changes his mood and says, in order to fulfill his own desire to understand the mood of Srimati Radharani, the son of the king of Braja, Lord Krishna, has descended as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to taste those mellows of his own devotional service. So this particular pastime, Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur indicates, intensifies the desire of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to experience and therefore spread Krishna consciousness, to experience the depths of Krishna consciousness. So that is amazing. And here is something also amazing, because that was the end of the 47th chapter. And here is the first verse of the 48th chapter. Next, after assimilating Uddhava's report, after hearing it and understanding everything, Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, the omniscient soul of all that be, went to the house of Kubja.
Well, I thought it was amazing. This is so amazing. Krishna is so mysterious. He's so ununderstandable. After hearing all about Braja, this Supreme Lord goes to the house of Kubja. You have to read the whole book. Okay. Now.
We request all of you to now kindly turn your faces and your attention to Giriraj. We will chant his pranam mantra 3 times and then bow down and then leave. Or some of us. The pranam mantra says, I offer my humble obeisances to Giriraj, who's known as Govardhan. He takes away unlimited miseries from the heart and instead plants the highest bliss within that heart. Kindly fold your hands and repeat. Namaste Girirajaya. Shri Gauravadana Namine Ashesha Klesha Nashaya Paramananda Daine Namaste Girirajaya Shri Gauravadana Namine Ashesha Klesha Nashaya Paramananda Daine Namaste Girirajaya Shri Govardhana Namine Ashesha Klesha Nashaya Paramananda Daine Jai Jai Sri Radhe Jai Jai Sri Radhe Jai Jai Sri Radhe Shyam!
Bolo Giriraj Maharaj ki! Bolo Giriraj Maharaj ki! Bolo Giriraj Dharan ki jai! Jai Jai Sri Radhe! Jai Jai Sri Radhe! Jai Jai Sri Radhe! Now, everyone stand up. That was just practice.
Very good.
And it was very well done practice, too. Jai Jai Sri Radhe! Jai Jai Sri Radhe! Jai Jai Sri Radhe! One more thing, that in the Vedic culture it is never polite to say goodbye. So what is in Bengali they say, asti, I'm coming, never I am going. I'm coming. Avita Zain, what is it?
See you again.
Yes. So with a full mood of not saying goodbye to Giriraj, let us infuse our saying of Jai Jai Sri Radhe Shyam with a mood of, I am just now coming back to see you, Giriraj, at Govardhan.
Balo kiriraj maharaj ki jai. Balo kiriraj maharaj ki jai. Balo kiriraj daron ki jai. Jai jai si rade.
Ah.